From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty, bringing you the news on this day in Maine, Tuesday, October 9th, 2018. And on this day, we'll hear from Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins on her decision to support Judge Brett Kavanaugh for the Supreme Court and the reaction to it. And we'll have a profile of U.S. Senate candidate Eric Brakey. He's one of two challengers to independent incumbent Angus King. That's ahead in just a moment.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listeners like you and by Coastal Maine Botanical Gardens, presenting Gardens Aglow, where visitors will see the gardens in a whole new light. Tickets available at mainegardens.org.
Maine Senator Susan Collins has gotten a lot of criticism for her vote to confirm Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. While she delivered a 45-minute floor speech last week explaining her decision, it didn't answer all the questions that people have about her vote and its ramifications. Maine Public Radio's Erwin Gratz asked the senator, who is back in Washington, some of those lingering questions.
One, concern Kavanaugh's judicial temperament. Retired Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens said Kavanaugh's angry, combative second appearance before the Senate Judiciary Committee soured him on the nomination. Did it give Collins pause?
I reacted this way to Judge Kavanaugh's second hearing. This was a human being who has been accused of heinous crimes, including doping and gang raping girls. I believe that he reacted as an individual who was pushed to the breaking point as a husband and father of a 10-year-old and a 13-year-old, and he reacted with great anger and anguish. I felt he crossed the line in taking the shot at the Clintons and also in his response to some of the questions, and I'm glad that he apologized to Amy Klobuchar and that he apologized in a column in the Wall Street Journal. But the fact remains that 500 people were interviewed by the American Bar Association about his temperament, and they gave him rave reviews. And this was after he had had contentious hearings on his first appointment to the circuit court in 2004 and 2006. The Democrats held him up for 2 years. And he did not take it out on the litigants or lawyers or anyone else in his courtroom.
You've said you hope a silver lining in all of this is further encouragement for women to tell their stories of abuse. President Trump last night said the allegations against Justice Kavanaugh were a hoax. You yourself last week suggested Dr. Blasey Ford at the least perhaps got the wrong man. Is all of this really going to encourage women to speak out?
I think the Me Too movement and these hearings have been an awakening in our country of how prevalent sexual assault is. Sexual harassment, I think we knew existed, and many have experienced it. But the pervasiveness of sexual assault is truly shocking and demands action. And many women, it's one of the most underreported crimes in this country, and many women have not been coming forward as they need to at the time of the assault. And that's what we need to have happen. I have never criticized Dr. Ford. I respect her. I think she was brave, and my regret is that the allegations that she raised were not treated as she wanted them to be treated, and that is in confidence, but rather that someone from the committee who had access to her full letter with her name disregarded her expressed wishes and gave the letter to the press, and I think that was truly disgraceful. And I can see how that could be discouraging. But my hope is that there's been a new level of realization in this country.
There's been some harsh criticism for you over the weekend as well, both in the media and online, from people who say that based on the fact that you laid out such a detailed case in support of Justice Kavanaugh on Friday, it didn't appear that you were ever undecided about his confirmation, or it didn't sound like you really had struggled over it. Did you? At what point did you make up your mind?
So that's the most ridiculous of the many allegations that have been levied against me. Keep in mind that the hearings on Judge Kavanaugh and his nomination occurred in, he was nominated on July 8th or 9th, and I immediately started working on this. After I had done extensive preparation and gone through a longer interview with him than any other senator, I then listened to his first hearing, which was right after Labor Day. And at that point, I felt comfortable in deciding that I would likely vote for him. And we started to put together the speech, and I started working on it. Then the allegations from Christine Blasey Ford came forth and put the whole confirmation process in a tailspin. So this was two parts. There was a, if you look or listen to my speech, I spent a tremendous amount of time talking about the questions that I asked Judge Kavanaugh.
Have you made any decision yet about seeking re-election in 2020?
No, I have not. I don't make decisions way in advance on re-election. So I'll deal with that at the appropriate time.
That's Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins. She spoke this morning with Erwin Gratz on Morning Edition. Independent U.S. Senator Angus King is facing two challengers this November. One of them is Republican Eric Brakey. The 30-year-old Auburn man is wrapping up his second term in the Maine Senate. In his bid for the U.S. Senate, Brakey's branding himself as a new generation of Republican, one with libertarian principles who will shrink government and champion individual freedom. Patty White has this profile.
Eric Brakey recently made a campaign stop at the Medical Marijuana Caregivers of Maine annual Veterans Appreciation Day to stoke support among attendees and vendors.
How's business going?
Business has been fantastic.
Yeah.
We opened up on 420 of this year, and it's definitely beat all of our expectations.
This event is friendly territory for Brakey. As a state senator for the past 4 years, he's been a major supporter of marijuana legalization and increased access to medical marijuana. It's won him support from people like Brady Palmer, an independent who owns a cannabis boutique called Earthly Delights of Maine.
I like his mannerisms. It seems like he's very ethical, very honest, and I think he has the good of the people, in his thoughts and his mind.
Brakey also has the backing of the Medical Marijuana Caregivers of Maine, says President Catherine Lewis. He's pledged to push the federal government out of the cannabis policy arena and let states decide the issue.
On a national level, we need more voices that will speak up for that. And Senator Brakey has proved himself here that he will represent the small guy and for people's rights.
Brakey says his campaign is about getting a better deal for Maine, more freedom and less intrusion of the federal government in people's lives. At times, he says, those principles have leaned toward the progressive side of issues in the state legislature.
Sometimes I've found more support among Democrats on issues like protecting our Fourth Amendment rights to privacy, on criminal justice reform, on medical cannabis, on supporting drug treatment over incarcerating people who are suffering with addiction. actions.
But at his core, Brakey is a conservative. He's pro-life and believes that government exists only for some very basic purposes.
And it's to essentially protect us from each other, not to protect us from ourselves. That if one person is going to do harm to another person, then there's a role for government to get involved.
Government, says Brakey, should not restrict gun rights. He sponsored a successful state bill that now allows Mainers to carry concealed firearms without a permit. He's earned an A-plus grade from the National Rifle Association, Gun Owners of Maine, and the Sportsmen's Alliance of Maine. Brakey also supports welfare reform and cutting taxes. He aligns with President Trump on certain issues, such as securing the border and an America First foreign policy. His campaign website asks for support to drain the swamp and give the power back to people.
His campaign strategy is sort of telling two stories at once.
Ron Schmidt is an associate political science professor at the University of Southern Maine.
The one that's more predominant in his campaign material is his attempt to affiliate himself with the Trump administration. The one that is less prominent is a kind of claim to a sort of libertarian, nonpartisan, or less partisan conservatism.
Schmidt says he thinks Brakey is trying to appeal to both ardent Trump supporters and conservatives who are less so in order to attract as many votes as possible in a midterm election in which turnout is crucial. U.S. Senator Rand Paul made a recent stop in Maine to rally support for Brakey. Speaking to Portland CBS affiliate WGME, he praised Brakey as a Liberty candidate.
Derek's a Republican who I think will vote to restrain spending, will vote only for government that is constitutional.
It was Rand's father, Ron Paul, who inspired Brakey to become a libertarian. Brakey was the Maine state director for Paul's presidential campaign in 2012. 2 years later, Brakey ran for the Maine Senate and defeated the Democratic incumbent by nearly 17 points. The incumbent for this race, Independent Senator Angus King, has a comfortable lead, according to the latest polls, as well as strong name recognition. But Brakey hopes to pull off a similar upset as he did back in his state Senate race when he was just 26 years old.
The younger generation of Americans are inheriting so many of the problems of this country, from here in Maine, you know, the lack of high-paying jobs, to the $21 trillion national debt, to just everything that's being piled onto our shoulders. I think it's about time that we get involved and try to make a difference and try to fix some of these problems that we're going to be inheriting.
If he does win the election, at age 30, Brakey would be the youngest senator in Congress. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.
For more of today's Maine news, visit our website, mainepublic.org. And from Maine Public, that's This Day in Maine for Tuesday, October 9th, 2018. Thanks to Ed Morin and our digital team, I'm Nora Flaherty.